dad's old waiting.
Well, I guess so.
Thank you.
know you all alone. I don't want your sister coming by, because the little girl, she talk too much. If she wanna come by to visit us, tell her to meet us Sunday down at the church. 'Cause I don't want a soul, baby, hanging around my house when I'm not at home. Mother wanna visit us, tell her I get home about the break of day, and that's too late to visit anybody, baby. So tell her to please stay away, 'cause I don't want a soul, baby, hanging around my house when I'm not at home. Feel a little sick, baby, and you know you're home all alone. I don't want the doctor at my house, baby. You just suffer till I get home, 'cause I don't want a soul, baby, hanging around my house when I'm not at home.
Jew Jumpers is out of Fort Worth. Pass the juice. Let's get loose. B.B. King before that, back in the alley, way back in the alley. And Don't Answer the Door for Nobody. No, don't you do that at all. The Rolling Stones right in front of that on KFAT.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kintail go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was feared that I would fall, for I had me on my trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Now I went down to London town, and I had some fun in the underground. The ladies turned their heads around, saying, Donald, where are your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? To wear the kilt is my delight, it is not wrong, I know it's right. The islanders would get a fright if they saw me in the trousers. The wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? The lassies want me, everyone will let them catch me if they can. You can't take the breeks off a Highland man, and I don't wear the trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Oh, well, that's the way we sing the song in Scotland. But of course, the song might have more international appeal, sung something like this. One, two, three, four.
Well, I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm over big and I'm awful shy. The lassie shout when I go by. I don't know, I waited too long. Let the wind blow, I let the wind blow. Through the streets and my field I go. All the lassies shout, go, go. I don't know, I waited too long. Oh, man, I'm all rock and roll. I got a moving and a moving to save my soul. Grab your kill and go, go, go. Hey, Donna, who is it to the wind blow, I let the wind blow low. Through the ginger lock, you let go. Oh, yeah, go, go, go. Hey, Donna, who is it to the wind? Hey, Donna, who is it to the wind? Yeah, hey, Donna.
Hey, just a minute, what are you doing there?
Man, I'm rocking it, man. Man, I'm really moving it, man.
Well, just you stop rocking it and moving it, man. The song should be sung just exactly like this. I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm lowering the bank in the muffle shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in the kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers?
Well, that's good. Down in the land on the Caterpie, they got a new dance and a county beat. They call the Dirty Boogie. Yeah, they use Dirty Boogie. Everybody's doing that Dirty Boogie now. Dirty Boogie Boy. Everybody's doing that Dirty Boogie night. dust. Show me a woman that a man can trust. Hey, dust dirty boogie. Yeah, dust dirty boogie. Everybody's doing that dirty boogie now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's sleaze out at 94 and a half. The legendary Hank C. Burnett.
Boogie, boogie, boogie all night long. dreaming one more month. I've ruined my body, sold my soul. Baby's yelling, let the good times roll. Baby wants a boogie. Baby wants a boogie. Baby wants a boogie, boogie, boogie all night long. Yeah, baby wants a boogie. Baby wants a boogie. Baby wants a boogie, boogie, boogie all night long. Baby wants a boogie. Baby wants a boogie.
Well, I pulled into Dallas on a cold December day. Standing by a tray, but you couldn't believe her sweet young ears when the waitress heard me say, "Oh, waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. Eating ain't cheap, Lord, it ain't no disgrace. Whoa, bring me a Lone Star, make it a case. And waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face." Well, I walked up to the jukebox, feeling kind of mean. The waitress said, "Hey, stupid, that's a cigarette machine." "Well, looky here, young waitress, would you care to make a bet? And if that there ain't a jukebox, you can smoke my cigarette." "Oh, waitress, please, waitress, come sit on my face. Eating ain't cheap, Lord, it ain't no disgrace. Whoa, bring me a Lone Star, make it a case. Sit on my face." "You're the prettiest thing in Dallas. Is Dallas your home? No, I come all the way from Houston, and I feel so all alone. I used to live in Auburn, then I come up to Big D, in hopes to get my big break on national TV." "Honey, I think I have what it takes to make you a star. But first..."
I mean that I know that I knew.
I really think you mean that.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's great. I really do. I love it.
And now that we know what we know,
that's the way it will be. Forever and ever.
Now, what was that song a couple of you guys were yelling for? What was it? That's it. Okay, I know that one. Well, I can't do them all at one time, excuse me. We're in the old wild and crazy Fox Theater, you know. But, yeah, I know one of those I heard out there. I've been doing this particular song for about 12 years. I learned it from two friends of mine down when I first went to New Orleans about many years. I was about 18 years old, got down to Bourbon Street, and that's it. I can name this song in three notes. It's written by the late, great Lord Richard Buckley, who I heard it off of a record one night and friend named Bob Cook in Brent Webster's apartment. That song intrigued me to the point where I figured, well, hell, this is really great. And too many people have never heard Lord Buckley, who was an old humorist and an old jive, the king of the old jivers. So with much respect to Lord Richard Buckley, this is God's Own Drunk. Yeah. I got to explain in this town many times before I ain't a drinking man. I quit in Miami on Sunday. As my knees were shaking and my teeth were chattering, I swore I would never do it again. But I had promised my brother-in-law that I'd watch his still while he went into town to vote. And it was right up on the mountain where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing, it was no ordinary still. No. Okay, you're on the record. Sit up there on that mountain like a huge golden opal. God's little lanterns twinkling on and off in the heavens. God's big old yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. Like I've explained many times before, I ain't a drinking man. But on that particular occasion, the temptation got the best of me, and this feeling comes over me, and I took a slash. That yellow whiskey running down my throat tastes like honeydew vine water, and I took another slash. Took another and another and another, and before I knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples is running up and down my body. And all of a sudden this feeling comes over me. Do-do-do-do-do. It's like something I'd never experienced before. It's like I was in love. In love for the 935th time. With anything that moves, animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, it didn't matter. It's like there's this great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, you fool. There's a great day coming, 'cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee crawling, coral reefing. Yeah, I've seen that. Commode hugging drunk. No, I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak-looking fella about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over the hill. Expected me to do one of two things, flip or fly. Didn't do either one. Hung him up. Started sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little fear, but ain't gonna smell it, 'cause I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. Hung him up. I had him on the run, I thought to myself, until he ate my sunglasses to show me he was a badass. And I had just stolen them from Eckert's, and I was really pissed off. Had an $8 price tag on the son of a bitches, you know? So when he pulled them off, my eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. So I said, Mr. Bear, sir. Respectful way you say sir, you know. It's like when you're driving down the highway and you got feeling pretty confident because you got a fuzz buster in your car and you got 19 smushed out joints, an empty vial on the front seat, 27 cases of Budweiser in the back seat, and the cops stop you in. Yes, sir. I wasn't doing shit. Then he leans on you, you know. So you got to be nice and you go, please don't take me in because my old lady will kick my ass. I was only supposed to go down to Buckhead and get the paper. Next thing I knew, I was on I-75 headed for Florida. Oh, I'm in trouble now. Got any tickets to the ball? Sir, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of Stone Mountain. So Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Pretty Bear, Killer Bear, Really Bear, Smelly Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight. You tell them all I'm feeling right. Tell them I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, as much as I hate to do it, I'm gonna have to run every goddamn one of them right off the hill. That's what I told him. Well, he took 2 steps back. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I. Scared the shit out of me. But I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And I said, Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. Gonna be on Hollywood Squares next week. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw and I led him to the still. He's a sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. Don't blame him. So I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright. Looked like one of them bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another, and before he knew it, he down about 8 of them and commenced to doing the bear dance. First of all, you got to slide into second brace, break your leg, 2 snips, a snort, a fly, turn into grunt. It was so simple, like the boogaloo, plumb evaded me. And we have worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. I was awful tired. Went over to the hillside, laid down, slept for 4 hours, dreamt me some tremulous dreams. I think Cheryl Teagues was in one of them. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Big American breast. You know? That was... When I woke up, I didn't want to wake up. I was out there, I'd gone to the Bahamas. But when I woke up, there was God's yellow moon shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off in the heavens. And I looked around, no one to be found. Seems that my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still.
This is Hoyt Axton, maybe Axton's favorite boy child, next to my younger brother. And you're listening to KFAT, the fat one. KFAT Radio 94 and a half FM. That's 94.5. You people are mathematically inclined.
Well, I can sing old cowboy songs, drink up lots of beer. Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and the Sons of the Pioneers. We don't allow no disco music, no fancy drinks in here. Well, I can sing them old cowboy songs and drink up lots of beer. Now me and my friends at the tavern get together every night. We do a little drinking and a dancing, and once in a while we fight. The jukebox keeps on playing all of our favorite tunes, and it never takes us too much time before we all start to croon. We'll get Joe and Mary on the dance floor. They do the best swing dance.
Daughter, but the killer top brass. I'm rocking, rocking my life away.